Let's go to Australia. Steve Price, morning, mate.
G'day there.
So this business of elbows, since we last talked, there's, you know, he did, he didn't, do you want me to speak or not? And now he's got this big meeting. Is this sort of wheeling out of control a little bit?
Yeah, it is a little bit. It's interesting that you put it that way. He's got a couple of things on his plate at the moment, and I'd suggest that he's under immense pressure. What he did on the weekend is out of character and ridiculous. When you think about it, a leader from the socialist left, the hard left of the Labor Party, being targeted and described as a misogynist after asking to speak at a rally of women who were complaining about domestic violence. I mean, that just goes all against everything someone from that part of the Labor Party usually thinks about. You pile on top of that, and we'll get to the detainee bashing in Perth in a minute, and then you get two economists now, not one, Warren Hogan from Judo Bank, and then the main economist from Commonwealth Bank yesterday, saying, well, the sticky thing with inflation means we're not getting an interest rate cut anytime soon. In fact, the two of them are predicting that there'll be a rise in interest rates, in the Reserve's interest rates between now and the end of the year. With an election looming either late this year or early next year, that would be political suicide if they start putting interest rates up again. So he's in a world of pain at the moment.
Exactly. Does anything come out of this domestic violence thing today or not, apart from, you know, wah, wah, wah?
I think there'll be a little bit of non-wah, wah, wah, because the South Australian Premier, Peter Malinauskas, who I've got some time for, Labor leader, they have said that they are, in fact, going to go ahead with a trial on tracking offenders of domestic violence, of violence in general against women with electronic devices. Now, those devices, I guess they'd be ankle bracelets, would alert police to their location, protect women from potential attacks. This is a South Australian scheme. It's going to be put on the agenda today. This will be a meeting of state leaders virtual, so we're back to the old Zoom days. And the Prime Minister is not going to be able to ignore that. Now, he has also warned about the way boys and men are gaining access to violent and misogynistic content online. So that's raising the prospect of new measures there. What they can do in that space, I don't really know. That'll be more chin-wagging, I would imagine. In November, the federal government said the age verification systems were immature. So what that means, if you log on, you've got to prove your age. I don't know how they make that work either. So we'll see what comes out of it. But it's certainly, it is really the big conversation that's going on in this country at the moment.
I mentioned that the other day, that this age thing, it's going to be no difference to the booze shops. When you click online, they go, are you over 18? Click yes, whether you are or not. It's pointless.
Correct. Yeah. No, but yes, I mean, and also, I mean, if you wanted to put an age click on access to pornography, how do you prove it?
Yeah, precisely. Yeah, it's stupid. Just explain to me how it is that these people they've let out from the court decision originally, these detainees that they let out and had to let go, then lost half of them, and then the rest of them went and broke the law. How is it that they haven't tidied this up yet?
Well, that's the question we need to ask the two ministers who should be sacked, Claire O'Neill and Andrew Giles. They've both gone to ground. We haven't seen them since the weekend. And as you well know with your experience in the media, a picture tells a thousand stories, doesn't it? I mean, the picture of that poor grandmother, the 73-year-old cancer patient, mind you, tied up with her husband in Perth during a violent home invasion led by a Kuwaiti-born bloke, allegedly, by the name of Majid Dukushian, is just horrendous. Now, this bloke had been out on bail. He received bail in February for breaching curfew orders, and then he was bailed 2 days before the alleged attack on that poor woman and her husband over a range of serious offences. He's one of that group of people who were let go after that High Court decision, and there may be more with another decision pending. He was let go. He was not being monitored. He had no ankle bracelet. The coppers only knew where he was when he turned up in court, and then the magistrates give them bail. It is pathetic.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? Hey, by the way, do you ever fly Bonza Airlines?
You're kidding, aren't you?
It was just...
If I get on a plane, I want to go to where it's going and get off again.
Is that the problem? So are they finished? Are they went into liquidation or whatever you say? Are they done for?
Oh, well, their planes have all been grabbed by the people that they owe money to, the airports, because they're not paying their landing fees. So they're gone. And I heard people yesterday who were trying to fly to places like Rockhampton in Queensland from Melbourne. They had no communication, turned up at the airport. There was no one to talk to. The planes were all locked up and they couldn't go anywhere. Jetstar, Qantas and and Virgin offered people free seats if there were seats available. But we've got a litany of collapses in this country of budget airlines. There's just not room in this country for that number of people to fly planes.
Right, feedback from the audience. Mike, can you please congratulate Steve on his comments to Kyle Sandilands on the project? They were hilarious. That guy's a dickhead. What's going on?
Well, I said he had the intellect of a kumquat. Do you know what a kumquat
is? Yes, I do.
Like a small orange or lemon. Not very dense. He is dense, but that's what I called him. Look, his radio show's now on in Melbourne. I had the misfortune on Monday of getting up very early before I spoke to you and listened to 16 minutes of it and I had to turn it off. It was vile. I mean, we're in the middle of a debate, for God's sake, in this country about where young men get misogynistic views from. The way that that character talks about sex on this radio program, how he goes to air, you and I would last 2 seconds if we said half of what he said in 16 minutes on Monday. Yeah. And yet some radio network thinks he's worth paying $10 million a year to over 10 years. So he's got a $100 million deal. I think it's disgraceful.
How do advertisers deal? Just to explain to people that know who Kyle Sandilands is, he runs a sort of, I don't know what you even call it, an FM breakfast show. And he's very successful. To be fair to him, he's very, very successful in Sydney and he's expanded into Melbourne with the view that presumably he'll be successful there. How do advertisers handle that?
Well, his main advertiser, and I heard him doing live commercials for them the other day, was the very well-respected company Harvey Norman, run by Katie Page, who's a wonderful woman. I don't get how, unless she doesn't listen to it. And the Prime Minister went to this bloke's wedding, for goodness sake, a year ago, and went on his show on Monday. Anthony Albanese is in the middle of a national debate about the influences of social media on young men and violence, and he's a mate of this bloke.
Is he an act?
Beggars belief.
Is he an act or a genuine thing? Does he put it on?
It's a complete act. But it doesn't matter. If you listen to it, the act is so good that you presume that he actually holds these views.
Yeah, interesting. No? All right, mate, go well. We'll catch up next week. Appreciate it very much. I'm Steve Price, Mondays and Wednesdays on the Mike Hosking Breakfast.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to News Talk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.